Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Underdog Mentality Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Burry, back at it for another round with all of you. Really excited to be back. I've been, like I said, getting a lot of feedback from all of you. It really means the world to us. Just hearing how you're applying some of this to your own life, it really, you know, motivates me to keep going, and hearing some people's stories about how they're using it, some of the things that you're all going through. That's the whole idea. It's, you know, building that community. And, you know, I starting this out even just tonight, I was contemplating kind of going back and forth whether I wanted to do an episode and record one, or if I wanted to kind of just do something for myself. And I made the choice to come down and, you know, record an episode for all of you. And that was kind of what I wanted to get into tonight, was choices and the choices that we make to get to our destination. And really how, for me, the idea of the choices that we make really determine our outcomes and where we're going, and putting us in a position to win and to obtain our goal. You are a summation of the choices that you are making. And when it really comes down to it, you're talking about, you can, you know, depending on how familiar you are, if it's a new thing for you, it might be more challenging in the beginning. But if it's something you've been doing for years, I really, you know, it was enlightening to me when I looked at it and analyzed it in my own life. But the choices that I have to make aren't difficult. They're not complex. They're hard to do sometimes. But mentally, for me, it's not something that would, that should take a lot of thought or analysis. I know what I need to do. I know where I'm going. I know the steps I need to take in order to get closer to where I want to go. And like I've mentioned in the past, it's not about necessarily knowing every step to get to the end, but it's about knowing what that next step is. And when you can take that next step and you can continuously do that, you're getting closer to where you want to be and where you want to end up. So when I came down here tonight and I said, oh, I'm going to make the choice to do this podcast tonight. I was making the choice to do it because it's what I want to do. I want to get content out there. I want to be a part of this community. I want to help spread that knowledge that I have and invest into it. And in order for me to do that, I look at it, I'm like, well, I better start getting those episodes out, right? So it wasn't a difficult decision. Yeah, I'm tired. I had a long week, or, you know, I didn't go through all my prep, so I had to do that ahead of time, so it took a little bit longer. But I wanted to do that, and I knew, like, this was going to be putting me in a position to get closer to where I ultimately wanted to go in the bigger picture. And I know there's a lot of people that talk about the choices that they have to make, and there's a lot of back and forth in your own, you know, in your own mind about what do I have to do in order to get to where I want to go. And I've really taken it down to myself almost to an extreme of the point where I'm saying every single choice that I make is either getting me further from my goal or closer to it. And not to put that immense amount of pressure on you when you're making every decision, but to enlighten the fact that, yeah, like that little bit of difference that you're adding to your life is making a difference. It is pushing you either closer or farther away. So going through and you're saying, what do I want for dinner? Do I want to have, you know, chicken, rice, and broccoli, or am I going to have, you know, pizza and a sundae after? That is not a complex question to ask yourself if you're training for something or you have a competition coming up or you're just trying to lose weight and feel better. But it's difficult to do sometimes, especially if you're in a routine of maybe not eating healthy all the time. So it becomes mind and versus matter. What thoughts come into your mind saying, well, I'd rather have the ice cream. I'd rather have the pizza. I'd rather enjoy myself. It's just one meal. It's just one day. Correct. But that one day and that one decision that you're making is giving you momentum to the next one. And you're either going to be giving yourself positive momentum or negative momentum. And when I think about it, even with myself, like a lot of the decisions you make, there's a lot of outside noise and sometimes internally in your head. And I think that internal noise a lot of the times comes from the external. So you make a decision, and especially, you hear a lot about this stuff, in groups, like in whether it's college or school in general, or in a workplace setting when there's a lot of people around and like they're witnessing you make decisions. And there's, I mean, I've heard all of them. Like, I wouldn't go out and party in college. And they were like, well, he just doesn't have any friends. He doesn't want to go out. He doesn't want to spend time with us. He doesn't want to have a good time. He doesn't know how to have a good time, whatever. Or vice versa, you do go out and have a good time, and they say, oh, you see, he's just like us. He's no different. He's right where we are. They want to try to bring you into that kind of community where they're at, so they feel better about the decision that they made to go out or to have that bad meal. I stay late at work, and they tell me I don't have a social life, which may be true, but I have other things that I'm going after. And it's not that just because I don't leave right at 5:01 every day doesn't mean that I'm not making that choice for other reasons. But you hear that kind of stuff and you're like, well, maybe I should just go. Why does it matter? But you're going back to what your why is and why you're doing this and why you're doing something, why you're chasing after something from the beginning. And again, it's a summation of your choices. So if I continuously do something over and over again, I'm going to get into a routine and a habit that I'm going to form for myself, and I'm going to be that person. And growing on what we've talked about in the past, where you're trying to be that person of excellence, be that person that you want to be ultimately to obtain what your goals are, what your ultimate dreams are, what your vision is, what your why is. And you hear these external things sometimes, and it's kind of will creep into your own mind of, well, why am I doing this? Why don't I just have the pizza? Why don't I just leave early? Why don't I just not work out today? Because it's easier. And that's what everyone else is doing. So why wouldn't you do it? And the key in there is that's what everyone else is doing. And I told myself I didn't want to be like everybody else. I was the one that on the 4th of July was going out to the gym or running on the field with 105 degrees out, not having the barbecue because I knew I had a workout in a couple weeks, not celebrating going out on New Year's because I knew I had training the next day, treating each day as an opportunity for myself to get a little bit closer to where I ultimately wanted to be. And I'm not telling you never to have fun, never go out, never have a cheat meal or whatever. Never leave work early, none of that. But you're trying to get yourself in a position to be able to set these habitual habits and rituals for yourself to continuously do stuff. And I had this, metaphor kind of in my head of I just hear, so many different types of things. And the thing that really resonated with me when I was going through this is, you're talking about like running water over a bunch of rocks or rock formation, and it's creating these pathways. And you hear the, expression, it goes over and over and over again, and it creates that canal for itself to be able to flow. And the thing that stuck out to me is it has a choice to take the easiest path of resistance, which would be what's already there, where all the rest of the water is going. So it's easier for you to do that. So most of it goes that way. But if you decide, and we'll do the whole metaphor, be water, my friend. If you imagine yourself as this droplet of water traveling through a river or whatever, and please entertain me here, and you say, I want to go a different pathway. I want to go over on this other side. I want to be different. I want to go to see this unexplored area because I know I can get there. Then you go that way. But the canal for you is not yet defined because you haven't done it habitually. So the first time you go over that slope or that different rock formation, you're probably going to slide back down and you're going to go right back to where everyone else is because it's easier. But you tried to do it that way. You created one pass over it, over that new pathway. You created opportunity for yourself to go a different way and show yes, I can make it this far. I wonder how far I can make it the next time. And the idea here is that, and I really want to emphasize this point that stood out to me, is you look at that and you said, okay, I took a chance. I went to the right. I went the different way. I didn't go where everyone else went, but I still ended up in the same place as everybody else. I still slipped back down. I didn't end up where I was supposed to end up. So on the outside, it looks like a failure, but really it's not, because you took that one step closer to where you ultimately want to go. You created a new pathway, a new vision for yourself, a new way of going, a new way of thinking, and you do that over and over and over again. And ultimately what happens? Water flows over a particular area over years and decades and hundreds of years. And it creates a new waterway. It creates a new path within the rocks because it just grinds it away. So each one of those times that you go over to it, yeah, the first, second, hundredth time, you're going to get a little bit farther and you're going to fall back down. You're going to go back to kind of in that big group and you'll be like, what am I doing? Why am I here still? I made a decision to go this other way and I'm not there. You were intentionally acting the way you wanted to get over there. You're creating a pathway for you to get there, but it's just a slow, continuous process. And you do that over and over and over again, and eventually you will break through. Eventually you are going to be able to get through to that other side. You will be able to flow through the direction that you want to go. And not only that, but then that pathway that you created, that new one, will now become your easiest path of resistance now instead of the other way. Because you'll have gone there so many times, it'll just start flowing. So those habitual habits that you create to do the right thing, to eat the right food, to read the book instead of watch the movie, to sleep instead of go out and party, to learn, to do all of those right things for yourself to get you closer to whatever it is that you want, it's going to create momentum for you to do it again and again and again until you are where you want to be. But it boils down to that first choice. Those first few ones are the hardest. Getting into a routine of doing it, saying, yes, I'm going to do it this time, and sticking to it because you know it's what you want to do. And it gets hard because you hear people sort of playing the victim sometimes. And I'm not going to say I haven't done it, because I have. But you have to kind of snap yourself out of it. All of it boils down to, there's a choice that you even have within your mind to say, I'm going to choose not to be a victim today. I'm going to choose to not let this person at work who bothers me annoy me today. I'm going to choose not to let it bother me. I'm going to choose a positive attitude for an outlook on my life for today. I'm going to choose to be grateful. You have that choice to set your mind, to set your body in the right way, in the right formation for the day. Say it to yourself when you wake up, whenever it is. And when you say it to yourself over and over and over again, you're creating those pathways. I think it's important for you to also understand that you have a choice in your mind, and understanding that you're in control of that. You're operating this vehicle. You have the power to do that. You're not out of control. You're right where you're supposed to be. And I've had to learn that the hard way too. And again, it's not that it's making the decision easy for you to do, but it's not complex. You know what you need to do. You know what you shouldn't be doing. And when you really boil down your choices to saying, well, is this taking me one step closer to where I want to go or one step further away? The decision is easy. It's right in front of you. And you know in your heart what you need to do. And none of that external validation or questioning will play a factor in your decision making. Because no matter what you do, there's going to be someone saying whatever you did is crazy, or you were lucky, or you just kind of fell into it. People say to me all the time, they're like, how did you get in such good shape? I'm like, well, I worked out 6-7 days a week for the last, 10 years. It's a byproduct of what I'm trying to do, of the decisions that I'm making. I'm a summation of the decisions that I make on a daily basis. how was I so ready? Like people at like I they say I present really well. And I'm like, okay, well, why do you think that is? It's because I've practiced over and over and over again. And they don't know all that, and they don't need to know all that. But they think, oh, well, you know, he just knew the material, or he fell into it, or he just kind of was having a good day. Yeah, I was having a good day because I was prepared for it. I was prepared for it because I took the time and I made the choice to say, I'm going to be as prepared as possible for this moment. I'm going to be as prepared as possible for this workout, for this training. I'm going to be as prepared as possible for this day. How am I going to get myself to be the most confident, the most prepared for the day tomorrow? I need to make the decisions today that are going to put me in that spot. And understand that's me making the decision. You don't understand that, like, and we talked about this in the past, especially with the underdog mentality. It might be harder for you. You might have to make the choice twice as often to say, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to read the book to get to the same level or someone else. But none of that matters because it's, are you better than the person that you were yesterday? Are you putting yourself one step closer to wherever it is you want to be? Because again, you're on a different path. You're that drop of water that's traveling a different way. And you're creating your own lane for yourself, your own pathway for you to follow. And then you're going to start flowing. You'll get more momentum. There's going to be more water flowing through it, and it won't be able to stop. And then it's going to become a river, and it's just going to be going like crazy. And nothing will be able to stop it. And for you, it's just going to be just your regular day. You're going to just be going through it like it's nothing. So I want to challenge everyone to really kind of look into, you know, into their hearts and say, well, you know, what it is that they want and what are they going to be pushing for? And what choices do they need and start need to making maybe differently or continue to do some in order to get one step closer to your goals? And I promise you that that will build that confidence for you that you need to keep going. That confidence in yourself saying, yes, I'm doing this for me. Because you had the intention of doing it the way that you wanted to do it and the way that was going to push you closer towards your goal. And for me, that's what helps me sleep at night. And knowing that it's going to take time under that process to get to that point to where it becomes a consistent effort for me, where you're almost not making a choice anymore. It's automatic. It's the person that you've now become. So give yourself that opportunity and you'll be able to see your fullest potential and everyone else will be able to see it too. And you'll be a summation of your choices. I'll see you next time.